Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're new to me, my name is Shua Legra, founder of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. Everything we do here evolves around resilience. I'm sure you've heard me say it too many times, and now you can say it in your sleep. But if you are also new to us, that might be the first time you hear it. And we are inviting new friends to the table to talk about resilience, what it looks like in their lives, in their work. And so today I have Professor Pete with me. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Shu, for having me on the show. And I really appreciate your listeners' time as well.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So we'll just get it started here. Do you mind sharing a little bit of who you are and what you do?
Sure. I do several things that I'm grateful for. I'm a professor of marketing for a university. I run an interior landscaping.
Nice.
That's based out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And I also am a stress relief expert because I am a walking, talking example of what happens when you don't listen to your body or your mind, what stress is doing to you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. My own stories kind of relate to that too. So that's why I'm laughing here because I'm like, yep, I get it. I get it. Totally get it.
I think most of us can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm curious, like it's good. All the things you do are great, but they're so versatile, so different from one another, you know, from the marketing, teaching marketing university to learning a landscaping business and then doing stress relief. Of course, I get the stress relief can be anywhere. And of course you use marketing to promote your own business, but you'll think that, you know, someone would pick one or the other and not kind of do all three. So how did that all evolve for you? How did you get to doing all that you do?
Yeah, good question. So I spent most of my career in medical device marketing, and I ended up buying a failing landscaping business back almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wanted that because I wanted to be my own boss, and because I was working for the second company in a row that got bought by its competitor. So I wanted to have a little bit more control there. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was I realized that running your own business is an enormously stressful thing because everything basically lands on you. Nice. So it was interesting because the stress, I'm kind of one of those type A personalities where I really go, push myself.
That's a stressful lifestyle
make
in
sure
itself,
that
right?
Exactly, because you know, often
here, that I can, goes, you know, vouch for that.
There you go. And you probably have some perfectionist in you as well. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So that is not a fun thing to be around when you're trying to work on stuff. And back in I had a long history with stress before owning the business, but in 2008 I got a perfect storm of stressful activities going on. So I was running the business, employees, customers wanting my attention. My dad was dying and he needed his affairs to be put in order. He didn't have any plans there. My mom had major hip surgery and didn't have the insurance for her physical therapy. So she needed help. My kids were very small at that time and wanted my attention. And my marriage was heading for a divorce. So all these things were coming down on top of me all at once. And about, let's say, at one point in 2008, I started losing weight very, very fast. And I was in my mid-40s. I wasn't doing any dieting. I wasn't doing any special exercise, just a normal exercise. And I was eating whatever I wanted. And the weight just started coming off so rapidly. And I lost 30 pounds in 30 days. Wow. At first, I thought that was fantastic because, you know, I hadn't lost weight.
Yeah.
I hadn't lost weight since I was in my teens or early 20s. And then after that 30th pound came off, I decided I better get this checked out, and the blood work came back and boom, I have diabetes, but nobody in my family had diabetes. Mm-hmm. And so I learned that the diabetes was caused by my stress. Now, as a classic type A personality, did I say, oh, I better take care of myself? No. What I did was I continue to burn the candle at both ends for another 10 years mm-hmm. until I ended up in the emergency room 1 hour from being comatose with a wow. severe case of diabetic ketoacidosis. And for your listeners who may not know what that is, basically mm-hmm. my body was eating itself alive because of my stress.
Wow.
And it wasn't until a nurse who was, you know, a complete stranger, basically, who was mm-hmm. taking care of me on her shift. And she came over to me because she saw me sitting on my phone in ICU. Because after being in the emergency room overnight, they transferred me to ICU. I'd never been in ICU before. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 3 days. And on my first day in ICU, she comes over to me and she sees that I'm working on my phone. And she just says, as a matter of fact, she says, "You realize that's what put you in this hospital bed in the first place." And, you know, I knew that stress was damaging me. People were telling me that stress was damaging me. I could see it in my various aspects of my body. I was aging very rapidly. And this complete stranger just says something a matter of factly. And it was like this epiphany moment that I had. And I realized that I had to take care of myself. And I've always been putting, up to that point, I always had been putting everything else ahead of my health. And so what I did was I started focusing on trying to reduce my stress. And not only did I start by applying all these different tools and techniques that I was discovering, I noticed that not only did my stress start going down, my weight went down, my glucose numbers as a diabetic went down, mm-hmm. and my energy level went way, way up. And the crazy thing is, it's like I had discovered the fountain of youth, because if you were to see a picture of me back in 2008, 14 years ago, and you look at a picture of me now, other than a little more gray hair, I actually look younger than I did 14 years ago. That is crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Yeah. It is. And that's what stress does to us. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is, I learned that it's not about trying to eliminate all stress in our lives, because there's actually good stress. It's called eustress. And mm-hmm. the good stress or eustress allows us to get things done when we're working on something that we find fulfilling, that we have passion about. So projects that we really care about, that's good stress because it helps us get things done. But if we can avoid the negative stress, or the a lot of people like to call it distress, mm-hmm. and what I have learned is that comes in basically two flavors. One is ruminating about the past. So classic example is we have guilt about either something we did or didn't do in the past, mm-hmm. and we continue to let that churn. The problem is it's in the past. We can't do anything about it. So why beat ourselves up? Why continue mm-hmm. to beat ourselves up? Instead, learn from that past mistake. Learn the positive from that. And if you need to, you know, have a conversation with somebody, or maybe that person you don't have contact with anymore, write them a letter or something, get it out, mm-hmm. but get it out of your system, because it's not serving us. And then the other flavor is anxiety about something that may or may not happen in the future. It's crazy how we can, you know, just totally get ourselves all wrapped up into knots, because mm-hmm. we're thinking, oh my gosh, something, I have to have a difficult conversation with somebody, or maybe I have a job interview and I'm terrified, or mm-hmm. I have to give a presentation and I'm terrified. And if we just focus on the negative, what usually happens is we manifest that negative outcome, that's where we put that energy. Mm-hmm. But instead, if we think about it, and I love to recommend this to anybody who's got some anxiety about that, you know, let's say if it's a presentation, because that's a common one, you know, fear of public speaking is a big fear people have.
Yeah.
Big one. And, you know, if you just imagine a minute after giving that presentation that those in the audience, whether it's on Zoom or, you know, live, them giving you a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, that stress goes way, way down. And you start sending the positive energy to that. So there's very simple kind of like mind hacks that you can do that don't take a lot of effort that can get us out of that cycle of just bringing ourselves into that, those knots and churning that are just not healthy. And so if we can get rid of those two flavors of stress, all other stress is fine. And we'll be fantastic. We just got to get rid of those two.
Yeah, and that's definitely work. It's a lot of work, but like you said, when there's a lot of mind hacks, that helps. Uh-huh. And so I guess my next question would be, with what you do around stress and stress relief, how can someone kind of access that? You know, come if they wanted to, like, oh, I'm so stressed out, I need to, you know, work on this, and how can I work with Professor Pete?
It's really easy. So I have a book that I published a few years ago that did very well on Amazon called Lighten Your Day. Okay. And it's available as a book. It's available as a electronic on Kindle. It's also available as an audio book. And what is great about it is, you know, we're always stressed about time. And what I found when I started looking for ideas was that I didn't have a lot of time. I didn't have, you know, time for a 300-page book on meditation, let's say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what this book is designed to do is give you an idea for relieving your stress. And there's well over 100 of them in the book. Nice. That they can try. And it'll take a couple minutes to try it. If it works, great. Run with it. If it doesn't work, big deal. You only spent a couple minutes. Try something else. The whole key is to find a technique that you can use on a daily basis. And if you use it regularly, the compound benefits over time will be enormous. But you just got to start today. And the other thing that everybody can do is go to my website on my blog. I have a lot of different ideas on the blog as well. So they can find me at petealexander.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do, you know, teaching or it's the marketing or helping with landscaping and, you know, helping all of us kind of reduce stress. And for everyone listening, definitely, you know, go check out the website. We'll put those links there. And I assume the link to the book will also be on your website. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. For everyone out there, be well.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.